Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm 19. I've been sailing here for 8 years.
I'm Savannah Assam, and I'm 14. I've been sailing for 4 years.
Catherine, how did you get into sailing?
I got in because my friend was attending a camp here and said, oh, why don't you come? It's usually fun. And then after that, I just got hooked on it and I couldn't stop. Like, I asked to come sailing for every single birthday present. I didn't care about anything else. I don't know, it's a completely different experience. It's like the ocean has always been home to me, and it's just a better way of getting out there. There's no, you're not stuck in one area. It's not like swimming where you're restricted.
So you say it's always been home to you. So you're a mermaid or something like that?
Yes, we're secretly mermaids. So oh.
And Savannah, tell me about your experience with sailing. Like, how did you get into it? And what's fascinating about sailing?
Well, my dad's always liked sailing, so I just tried it one day and I loved it. And sailing to me is just, it's so fun and it helps me de-stress and relax, especially from school.
Like I mentioned, we're from the United Nations and the UN is holding a conference on oceans in June. And as sailors, I'm going to assume that the ocean is very important to you. What are your thoughts about the ocean and how is it valuable to you or to Trinidad?
Like I said, it's home and it's one of the major resources. Well, it should be one of the major resources in the country. Like, if we're going to go into renewable energy, I really think we should go into tidal.
And just explain a little about the tidal. You mean like using the waves? Is
that... Yes, there's the tide. And when the waves meet with the tide.
To generate energy. And Savannah, tell me about the importance of the ocean to you as a sailor.
Well, as Catherine was saying, because we're an island, we have free access to the ocean, so that's a good way for a renewable source of energy. And also, the ocean is just so beautiful, and I don't see why people want to, like, ruin it. And it's home to so many different species of animals.
Yeah, tell me about that idea of ruining it, because I understand that as sailors, you're kind of taught to respect the ocean and not to make it dirty, right?
Yeah. It's heartbreaking when we sail and we see rubbish in the ocean and, yeah, or dead fish, and people need to be educated on the importance of not littering and the impacts of littering on the ocean, and turtles, like, are dying, and it's just really sad. And whenever I sail and I see litter, I mean, we always try to pick it up because it's just not nice to look at.
I want you to tell me, what is it like being out there on a boat in the ocean? You know, because a lot of kids around the world may not have that chance. Everybody don't live in Trinidad and Tobago.
It's like flying. It's so amazing. Like, you don't think about anything else. You just think about the ocean and the waves, moving the waves and feeling the wind and knowing where it's coming from. And it's an amazing experience.
How does it feel for you?
It's the same thing. It's home.
That says
that's
it all.
There's no more.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask about, you know, learning to sail. There aren't too many girls out here. Is that common that, you know, you only have a couple of girls in a class? Or is it just by chance I happen to come on a day when there's only two girls?
Sailing's a more kind of male-dominated sport. Not only in Trinidad, but all around. I don't know why girls just stay away from it.
What would you say to girls who might want to try sailing but are scared?
It's not about strength. Like, the two of us weigh 110 pounds, maybe, maximum. You can be really clever with it. You don't have to have all that muscle.
It's mainly tactics.
Yeah. You're using your mind, then.
Yeah, lots of mind.
And finally, I want to go back to the idea about the ocean and protections, which is the goal of the UN conference. I want to know if you guys have any, you ladies, I'm sorry. I don't know if you ladies have any thoughts on what more needs to be done to keep the ocean pristine so you ladies can continue sailing, so other kids around the world continue enjoying the ocean. I'll start with Savannah.
Well, I think that because it's so important to keep the ocean clean, they should have more laws, and the laws should be more like enacted and strict so people don't litter in the ocean, because it's just not nice at all. And also young children, they should be educated on the importance of the ocean, and they should learn from a young age that it's bad to litter.
And Catherine, any thoughts on that?
I think probably the number one pollutant we have is plastic. So if we found an incentive for people to pick up plastic and you could make a living off of it, like I know Nike recently made some shoes out of fish netting and stuff like that, and then maybe the entire population of the world would care a little bit more.